My name is Cristal Terrazas with Tierra y Libertad. What we're working on, part of the work that Tierra y Libertad does is not only the freedom schools and the workshops throughout the year on educating our young people, but also another idea of things that we have going on is connecting ourselves and the young people and the barrio back to our ancestors, back to working the land. And so what we have is a barrio sustainability project, also known as The Farm. And what we do there is we all gather together on a weekly basis with middle school students, with high school students, with anybody who wants to volunteer in the community. And we're turning a space, which is just basically somebody's backyard, a really big open lot. And we are setting it up through water harvesting. And what the water harvesting does is that we're planting our water before we plant our seeds, and we're preparing this land for being able to plant those seeds, to plant corn. It's all part of it to show the barrio, be an example to everybody that passes by that it is possible, this small example of autonomy already starting in this home, say self-sustainability, and something that we hope catches on in the barrio. We want to bring around to all of the houses so that we start growing and taking care of the land that we do have and that is accessible right now is sort of a small practice to a larger thing that will come along in the future when we start getting more of our lands back. You know, we'll already have this. We can bring it back to the barrio and where the young people can learn and understand and where they're at. And everybody, nanas and tatas and stuff, everybody's involved in it. And so that's basically how it happens. It happens every Saturday just here in the barrio. Just folks volunteer their time. We get students there. We get the community there. And that's it. We work it that way and educate ourselves by going to other places to learn. Like some of us have gone to a workshop in Nuevo Mexico where we learn about what's called permaculture. And we learn about water harvesting, so we try and educate ourselves along the way and bring that back to those who cannot afford to take the trips to learn at these workshops and the folks who can't afford because permaculture and being green is turned into a business. So those of us who can and the older folks that can afford to go or somehow gain access to all this education, we just bring that home and apply it here and spread the love of the education on that. And that's about it.
So it's a space for production, but it's also a place for education.
Yes, for both at the same time.
How many people participate in this?
I would say we have, on average, every weekend, about 15 to 20 people, including all ages from middle school all the way up into older. We're trying to do work in a specific area in the barrio on the south side of Tucson. So there's a middle school down the street, and a lot of us are in there already mentoring those students, working with the students as teachers. With the Southside Coalition program, some of the people from there participate in this circle as well. And the high school students from Pueblo High School that walk by Toltecali High School. So there's kind of a, since we all folks live in this area, this is where we put our focus in. We also work in this area professionally. So we're trying to keep whatever we learn and whatever we do, apply it back into the very communities that we live. So the folks pretty much come from the whole barrio that's just right circling that whole area.
¿Qué significa tener, o sea, qué representa tener un espacio para el trabajo?
Pues significa no solamente sembrar, ¿no? Sino que es como creando nuestra propia autonomía, viendo que no tenemos que necesariamente ir a la tienda para nuestra comida, que nosotros podemos sembrar, que nosotros podemos cosechar, que nosotros podemos por nosotras y nosotros mismos, pues así crecer nuestra comida. También vamos a hacer una cocina comunitaria atrás, ¿no? Con hornos así de lodo, de adobe. Y también parte del plan es de hacer estructuras pequeñas también donde gente puede vivir atrás. Entonces también es como esa autonomía y autosuficiencia de que nosotros podemos. No necesitamos que vengan de afuera a enseñarnos, sino que hay gente en este barrio que nos puede enseñar y nos va a apoyar con herramientas, con información que quizás nosotros no tenemos. Entonces no solamente es de vamos a hacer unos hoyos y sembrar semillas, sino que es un plan más grande para el futuro, también para que vean los demás de la comunidad y vean, no, mire qué bonito ellos lo hicieron, nosotros los vimos hacerlo y nosotros también lo podemos hacer, ¿no? Y ese es el plan, de dar esa esperanza, pues, y ese ejemplo para todos los demás.
¿Cuándo empezó este proyecto?
Pues ya unos meses, ¿no? Como desde junio del año pasado, más o menos, sí. pues empezando, no sembrando, porque aún no sembramos, porque la tierra aquí es muy, muy difícil, ¿no? Si uno tiene que escarbar y abajo hay piedra, entonces hay que quebrar piedra. Entonces, antes de sembrar, pues sí, es un buen trabajo. Entonces, ahorita estamos haciendo más bien hoyos y preparando la tierra, cosechando el agua y también creando tierra buena, pues como con composta, gusanos y todo lo demás, pues que vamos aprendiendo. Entonces, por ahorita es haciendo hoyos, aprendiendo y preparando la tierra.